Zondervan presents Charade by Gilbert Morris. Read by Raymond Scully. To Fatty Biggs, a.k.a. Pastor Rick Long. Chapter 1. I, Ollie William Benson, am obsessed by mirrors. It's not that I want to collect them or that I'm fascinated by them. Au contraire, I wish that I lived in a world where there were no mirrors. The problem, you see, is that when I look into a mirror, I see myself. That may sound strange to normal people. Obviously, mirrors were made for just such a purpose. But ever since I became aware that I was different from other people, I've hated mirrors and avoided them whenever possible. When I say different from other people, you probably think I have a hideous deformity. Maybe something like John Merrick, the Elephant Man. But I don't. On the other hand, maybe I really do. For at the height of exactly 6 feet, I weigh 406 pounds. I don't think anyone of normal size understands what it means to be obese. You have to be there. When a normal person flies in an airplane, he buys one ticket. But I have to go first class or buy two tickets. I can't waltz into Tommy Hilfiger's and buy a shirt or a pair of slacks. I have to find a shop on a back street that makes clothing that can be worn by whales with arms and legs. I guess you have to be obese in order to recognize the disgust and pity that flickers in the eyes of people when you meet them for the first time. I'm sure that some doctors can feel compassion for the obese, but most of them I've met seem to have a covert attitude of, "The big tub of lard, he ate himself into this. It's his own fault." They smile and say comforting things, but that's what they really think. He brought it on himself.